Hey everyone, it's Jazz, aka the girl who can't smell. And I am so happy that you're here with me today because, cue the trumpets, it is Anosmia Awareness Day. Today is our day, you guys, and you know I wouldn't miss celebrating this special day with you for anything in the world. In this episode, I'll be sharing with you some very valuable anosmia resources. So if you've wanted to read more about anosmia, you'll find some great stuff to read here. Now, first and foremost, what exactly is Anosmia Awareness Day? Anosmia Awareness Day was established, and I quote, as a way of bringing together everyone interested in anosmia, encouraging research, and spreading awareness. It was launched back in 2012 by a very awesome young man named Daniel Shine. The official website, anosmiaawareness.org, was created for anosmics, by anosmics, and serves as a central hub where anosmia resources are pooled and organized for the anosmia community, their supporters, researchers, and anyone wishing to learn more. How awesome is that, everyone? And the fact that anosmia is officially recognized now is so important for all of us within the anosmia community. I truly am very thankful to Daniel. Through his vision, he has changed mine and countless people's lives worldwide. He is a pioneer, and I am very grateful for all of his hard work. So, now that we know a little bit more about Anosmia Awareness Day, I want to share with you a couple of very important anosmia resources I've found have helped me cope with my condition. But also importantly, I'll be pointing out the different organizations that you can contact for formal support and that you can donate to as well. But before we dive into that info, let's first start out with the first resource on my list. This first resource is a really great blog, and it is written by my great friend Sharika Bivens. Her blog is called My Anosmotic Life, and fun fact, Sharika was the first person I ever connected with because of anosmia. Sharika is an acquired anosmic, so if you too have acquired anosmia, I definitely recommend you check out her site. She writes about how she lost her sense of smell and describes the ups and downs of it all. You can visit her site at myanosmoticlife.wordpress.com. Next on the list is a really unique blog post that I came across the other day on Twitter. I hadn't read any blog posts specifically with the kind of perspective it provided, which is why I think it has impacted me so much. Amber Faust, from a family blog called Faust Island, wrote an article about what it's like to be the parent of an anosmic child. Her post titled, My Daughter Can't Smell or Taste, is honestly a must read for any parent who has a child with anosmia. If you'd like to read the full article, go to thriveglobal.com/stories/My Daughter Can't Smell or Taste and let me know what you think. Now, I know this URL is a little bit more complicated, so I will be including all of the anosmia resource links on today's show notes, as well as on my website, which if you go to girlwhocantsmell.com/links, you'll find all of them there. Now, for a comprehensive congenital anosmia perspective, Lars Lundkvist's book titled A World Without Smells is a great read. And shout out to all of my CAs out there. Woo woot! This book describes, and I quote, how being anosmic affects the perception of both space and time. Of being an anosmic parent, which is a subject I truly believe we need to explore more, and of the dangers anosmia may cause. How being anosmic can cause anger, frustration, and sorrow, but also comic situations and situations where being anosmic makes you a superhero. I totally agree with this last sentence, because I really believe anosmia is our superpower. We can do so many things our smelling friends don't want to do, and that's where we really, really shine. And so this is a really great book, you guys. If you'd like to read it as well, I would definitely recommend you do. You can purchase a copy on Amazon, which I actually wanted to run this by everyone. I wanted to do kind of like a book club project with this book, because I feel like if we were able to read it and discuss a little bit more about the topics that it addresses, I think this would be a great way to connect and just to really figure out like what our perspectives are on this book. So if you are interested in this type of project, please let me know. I know I will also be reviewing this book in a video later, so just stay tuned for that as well. Okay, so the final resource on my list is in audio format and is Katie Boateng's podcast, appropriately titled The Smell Podcast. If you have a smell or taste disorder, or are supporting a family member or friend who does, make sure to give it a listen. Tune in for listener stories, news, and current research on all things smell and taste. Fun fact, I was Katie's first guest, and if you want to hear my interview, I'm featured on episode 4. If you'd like to be interviewed, which I would highly recommend the experience, make sure you reach out to her. Visit thesmellpodcast.com for more info. I hope you find these resources helpful. I know anosmia can make us feel as though we are the only ones with this condition on the planet, but learning and reading up on other people's experiences really helps combat this belief. In this next section, I'll be outlining the 3 most important anosmia organizations and charities. So make sure you stay tuned after this short break. Welcome back. This next segment is where I will outline the 3 most important anosmia organizations and charities. You may or may not have heard of them before, but if you haven't, I'm glad that these can serve as an additional resource that you'll be able to find more information about on the web. Now, let's begin with our first organization, which is one of my goals to visit and say hello, the Monell Center. Monell is the world's only independent, nonprofit, scientific institute dedicated to the interdisciplinary basic research on the senses of taste and smell. Located in the United States, scientists from many disciplines work together to focus on understanding the mechanisms and functions of taste and smell, and define the broad significance of these senses in human health and disease. They offer tons of information, and you can learn a lot more about anosmia on their website. To stay up to date on their findings and current work, go to www.monell.org. Also, donating to Monell benefits us all, so if you can, please support anosmia research. Second on the list is Fifth Sense. Fifth Sense is the charity for people affected by smell and taste disorders. Established in 2012 by Duncan Boak, they are the first charity in the UK supporting smell and taste disorder sufferers. They also provide a signpost to potential diagnosis and treatment, And they play a leading role in educating society on the huge role that the sense of smell plays in our lives. They also host many conferences, and it is my dream to visit them soon. You can also donate and support their work via their website, which is www.fifthsense.org.uk. Last but not least is Absent, which is spelled A-B and then the word scent, which I think is pretty clever. Absent is a charity registered in England and Wales, which offers support to people with smell loss. Their mission is to provide relief of suffering for those with smell disorders through the provision of support, education, and practical advice. Now, what's really cool is that if you have acquired anosmia, you can download what they have, which is a sniff smell training app. And that's for free, I believe, on their website. If you want to download it and check it out for yourself, make sure you visit them at absent.org. Also, they too accept donations. Today's episode will be shorter than usual, only because I want the anosmia resources and organizations that I outline to be the focal point of this episode. I've found all of these resources very helpful in my own personal anosmia journey, so I really want to pass along this information to you so it can help. I want to give a big thank you to everyone who's been able to join me on my own journey talking about my anosmia experience. I am so thankful. This past year has been a year of growth for me, and I believe it's been reflected on my website, where I've been able to touch on so many awesome topics and that you have all been so receptive to, especially with the makeup post that I was reminding everyone to make sure that you're able to check at least your makeup on a monthly basis with your DN. And then the tips for teens living with anosmia, that was also a really great article that a lot of you messaged me about that you really enjoyed. So I just want to say thank you for being there for me. I truly enjoy reading all of the direct messages that I receive on Instagram, and I reply to every one of them, as well as email. If you want to send me an email, make sure you send it to girlwhocan'tsmell@outlook.com. And like I said, it makes my day just to know that you guys are thinking of me. I also want to give a big thank you to everyone who's purchased merch and the new sticker designs that I've created. A lot of people have been very excited about those and providing awesome reviews. So thank you so, so much for that. I will sign off now. Oh, but wait, before I go, I do want to remind everyone I have a Giphy account. So these gifts that I've created and pics on my Giphy account are available for free. So that way you can download them and share them either via text messages or on social media. So it would be really awesome if you can share the Anosmia Awareness Day ones that I created for today's special day. Anyways, you guys, like I said, I hope that all of this information helps you out. Please let me know if it did. And I guess it's time to sign off. So I'm signing off now. With love, the girl who can't smell.